The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Dolling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
You know, I really need to get Down East Dave back on the mic for another open, because that one I'm starting to get bored with.
Yeah, and Christiana's here!
Yeah, Christiana's back.
Wait, what happened? Why am I not on the intro anymore? Where have I been?
You took your extended leave.
I did, I took my extended leave. I'm sorry.
And we'll talk about what you've been up to in a little bit. Okay. Sam will be joining us later, I hope. He's stuck at work with something. And Kareem...
There is a Sam.
There is a Sam.
I don't believe it.
Just like a Santa Claus. If Santa Claus were a hipster who was slightly ridiculous. and Kareem is... Kareem is on the East Coast, so he'll be back next week. So we've had two Kareemless weeks in a row.
It's been really quiet.
It has. I haven't had anybody to yell with. It's been interesting. So I just got used to that. Coming up on the show today, your Hump Day show, we figured out what the actual price of homophobia is, at least in one state. Tell you what that is. Some targets were for sale at a gun show, and there was some issues with it. They're not your. If you've seen A Million Ways to Die in the West, then the targets might seem a little familiar. Yeah.
And Diana has really good hair. You have a really good hair.
Oh,
today.
Thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you. Aw.
Well, see, now she's all smile. When she first got here, she had the resting bored face. We decided when we were recording Well Hung that Diana has resting board face. Like, she just normally looks like she doesn't care.
I'm so happy. That's, like, the only thing I've, like, that's the only compliment I really received today. It's a long way from my mother telling me I'm, like, useless as a human being to, like, I have nice hair.
You could be a hair model. That's useful.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Your mom's wrong.
I am looking for a job in L.A., so...
Ooh, you could
all those
you could
hot herbal essence bitches can move move over.
Is that... Are there hair models like there are hand models?
Sure.
No, yeah, because I know with guys there is, right, with the implants.
Well, you could be like the front of a box. My
face is too round for that.
Okay, that's kind of racist, Diana. We don't appreciate that sort of talk.
I feel like
here.
You should try. I feel like you need to film that effort in LA. Like, go to Castigatius and be like, I'm a hair model.
Oh,
it worked for me.
Honestly, at the very least, you need to make a YouTube video of that and just make it like,
yeah,
I'm a hair model. Here's what I do, and then just have different shots of you waving your hair around.
Here I am at the beach.
Here's what it looks like from behind.
Here I am at the park.
Here's what it looks like with a slight breeze through it. I mean, I think that would be a great YouTube video, and I want
to
see that.
Now I know how to edit YouTube videos. I just need to find someone with a legit camera. Oh my god! And then I can have like whip my hair back and forth by Willow Smith and bring that song back. That song was a hit back in the day. You're not on board. I lost everyone. Yeah. I lost both of you guys right when I said that.
I don't know.
Yes, you did. You lost us with Willow Smith.
I whip my hair back and forth.
So, Christiana,
hey,
we haven't seen you around these parts in about 6 months.
Is it really? In my mind, it was like October or November.
It was no, it was actually September.
Okay. So, the difference between 5 months and 6 months is basically
right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it was back, I believe, in September, and I think it was the end of September.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Ted left in the early part of September. And you left a few weeks after that because you had some stuff going with your dad.
Yeah, I had stuff. I had family stuff going on. I had political campaign stuff. I had life stuff. I had too much stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And
it's not like I don't find the podcast important. I just stopped functioning as a human on a lot of fronts.
Well, here's what
was not very helpful to me.
Here's how I took it. I took it as you saying, listen, the podcast is important, and I don't want to shortchange it by half-assing it.
That's true.
So I need time away because I have a fuck ton of other stuff to do.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
It's not like you could have just got a $25 crate from Target like Nate does with his records.
To make more time. Like, and I didn't
life.
Have a time crate. Yeah,
yeah.
A life crate.
A life crate.
I have an extra
just
life crate.
Just get a second life crate, Christiana.
That's true, yeah.
So I was still doing stuff, but I don't... Not much has changed in that time. I mean, I didn't like, it wasn't maternity leave. I don't have any extra children now.
Sure, sure.
Which is good.
Well, yeah. Aww. Well, unless you want extra children.
Right, then. No, I mean, I like, my child's great, but it's like, it's good.
Now, did I see, speaking of your child, did I see your husband and child somewhere else about the world taking photos not so long ago?
They, no, they haven't been to England lately. They're going soon.
Well, I meant more the seat of power in the United States.
Oh, you did. Yes, we did a family vacation to Washington,
D.C.
Oh,
nice.
Because that's where nerds go.
Well, here's the fun part. I saw the pictures of your husband, mm-hmm. Rob, mm-hmm. and I saw the pictures of your daughter. Mm-hmm. I did not see any pictures of you.
I posted pictures of like all three of us, I thought, outside of the West Wing. Oh, my God. So I have a good friend who works at the White House, and he's been there for like 2 years. I think he technically worked for the State Department, and they sort of like rotate people through assignments.
Okay.
And so I knew that his time at the White House was coming to an end. So we're like, okay, we really have to go. So, booked it, did an Airbnb.
Ooh.
Rented a little apartment on Capitol Hill.
Okay.
Enjoyed the spoils of gentrification because the neighborhood we were half a mile from like a Safeway. So we're walking to the Safeway to get provisions for the apartment. And I was telling my husband about the college glory days when we lived in I lived in DC for a semester, and like pretty much all my friends did this at some point during college.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a couple friends who went out one night to get like boo, or it was ice. They went out to get ice at a party and got held up at gunpoint on the way back.
Oh shit.
Because this all came by way of telling my husband about the way that that Washington DC is laid out. So there's, you know, northwest, southwest, northeast, southeast. Mm-hmm. And the parts of the city you go to and the parts that you don't go to, all that changed. It's been like 16 years since I lived there.
Yeah, Kareem.
Who knew?
Kareem has been telling us that all of the black people have been flushed out of D.C.
That's kind of, yep, they have. I'm sorry. gentrification.
Which apparently has improved the crime stats.
Yeah, but maybe not everybody's particular living situation. So,
right.
So we're walking and I was like, oh, you wouldn't go to this part of D.C. because you get like robbed like my friends. And then my friends hopped online and were like, no, that was the Safeway they were going to. And they got robbed at gunpoint. It's a great neighborhood with like, you know, multi-million-dollar homes and stuff. And so great city. It took us 2 days to get there because there was a blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
So
we
knew when we got to SAC that the flight from Chicago to D.C. was canceled. But we're like, no, we'll still go. Let's get as far as Chicago. And then like see what we can do tomorrow.
Right.
And then we almost made it, and then they had to close the runway in D.C. to, like, plow it or whatever. And so we flew to Pittsburgh and waited at Pittsburgh for, like, 45 minutes and then flew back. So.
Damn. How old is your daughter?
She's 5.
How'd she handle all
of
that?
She was fine. She loves airplanes. She loves airplane
rides.
Well,
yeah, the seats are huge to
everything.
Her.
Right, yeah. No, she had a great time. She was very excited to go. She's the opposite of me.
Well, and she's...
I had my happy pills.
And she... Your daughter has been back and forth to England a few times, too, so she's hardly a novice traveler.
She's like, something awesome happens whenever she gets an airplane, so...
Well, there you go.
She was cool. She in no way appreciated the fact that we got to, like, see the Oval Office and stuff, I'm sure, but...
Yeah, probably not.
What's the, like, cool museum in D.C.?
Which one?
Isn't there like a really super famous one?
The Smithsonian.
Yes.
It's like 20 of them.
Yeah.
So we went to the Natural History Museum. There's a former youth and government delegate I know who runs a tour company called Fiat Lux Tours. So if you're ever in D.C., you should take a tour with Fiat Lux Tours.
Do they put you in a Fiat and drive you around? Is that what happens?
I wish they did. No. It's like walking tours and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
It was cool. So we got a little personal tour of all the dinosaur bones and stuff. It was great.
Nice.
And I wish if we didn't have a little one with us, and it got progressively warm over our trip, but it was like 10 the first 2 days.
Yeah.
So it wasn't the day for the like 4 hour outdoor walking
excursion. Welcome to March on the East Coast.
Right. And then it was 60 and sunny by the time we left.
Yeah.
So fun.
I do not miss the East Coast.
I mean, only miss D.C. I love D.C.
Well, I mean, I miss my family and friends that live on the East Coast, but I do not miss living on the East Coast.
No.
The nonsensical weather and
Although,
all that.
Although, they do have water, and we won't for very much longer. So.
Oh, pish. We have a whole year's worth.
Oh, boy.
We have a whole year's worth of water. So, yeah, and it even sprinkled Sunday night, so we're good.
All better.
Like an inch and a half of snow. It's funny because I know some people who are headed to Vermont and they're going to go skiing, which is funny because all the ski areas out here are closing.
Yeah.
Which isn't really funny. It's kind of tragic, but that's the way it is. Yeah, it's been a lot of snow in the Northeast. A lot of snow. And there's January and February. I don't know how many days it got above 20 degrees where my dad lives.
Yeah, you guys, we're fucked. Like, climate change is, it's too late.
Well,
I saw Kingsman.
Oh, yeah.
Samuel Jackson was right. It's too late.
Kingsman was a fantastic movie. I loved Kingsman. Mm-hmm. Except for Samuel L. Jackson's terrible little lisp that he had. It was a movie that I enjoyed greatly.
Agree to disagree, bro.
What? What? How dare you?
It didn't.
Who needs Kareem?
It didn't earn the butt sex. It did not earn the butt sex.
You had butt sex after?
No.
You had butt sex after?
No.
What are you talking?
There's a butt
sex joke at the end of the movie, yeah. And it didn't earn it.
Oh.
You know, you gotta like.
So you just spoiled.
She doesn't come from the world of improv. She doesn't understand that.
Spoiled the movie.
You can't just get up in the middle. Like, can you start a stand up set and just be like, fucked in the ass and wait for laughter? Whoa, or do you have work your way up
I'm
to it?
I'm pretty sure if I go up and start rapping truffle butter, I might get a laugh.
Yeah, in stand-up you can start way up high and work your way back and just go all around. It doesn't work that way
in improv.
I think,
like, not that I would know, because we've established in past shows that that's not something that goes on, but I think, like, with literal butt sex, you have to earn your butt sex jokes. Like, you got to work up to it.
Yeah.
You've got to prep.
Foreplay.
I know what movie
prep
it is,
the landing.
And I don't understand how the fuck they even incorporated butt sex. So I might watch it just to see the fail.
It was kind of a throwaway at the end.
Oh dear God, really?
Yeah, it was like the very, very end of the movie. And so it wasn't, all of the stuff had happened.
Well, that's like having a, like, if you're doing stand-up and you have like a killer set and you're just doing great, and then all of a sudden you're like, you know what, I'm just gonna end on a butt sex joke that has nothing to do with the first like 15 minutes of my set and just end it on that.
I think she's making too much of it. I enjoyed the movie wholeheartedly.
I like want to trust Christiana more.
Cat's gotta earn the right to get back in my luggage.
And by the way, Christiana and I were yelling at each other long before Kareem came on the show, so
way longer.
We go way back.
I know you guys do. It's so great. I'm like waiting for it to be
yelling at each other.
Oh,
so welcome back. Thanks for sitting. I'm glad you had a good vacation.
It's nice to be back.
Diana, I know this past weekend you went down to LA.
Yeah.
And San Diego.
You're doing a lot of time down there.
I want to live there.
Everybody should.
My heart is still there.
Oh. So if I get it. Hometown.
Mm-hmm. If you know anyone that's hiring, even if it's like dishwashing, I want to go. This is for everyone in podcast land.
I'll keep an eye out.
Been 90 something degrees down there.
No,
all winter.
Oh, fucking hell. Because that's what my friend said. And then, like, right when I got there, they're like, it's a little chilly. It was just 90 degrees. It's supposed to be 90 next week when you leave. I'm like, y'all suck.
Well,
so much.
Last week, not this past weekend, but the weekend before when I was in San Francisco and it was 83 degrees and people were walking around going, oh my God, it's so hot. I just wanted to slap them.
Yeah.
Like, settle down.
Dude, my friend, I haven't seen she's from up here and I haven't seen her in months because she goes to grad school down there. And she is so dark. So fucking dark.
Like her mood or personality?
Her skin.
Okay.
No, her mood is
so she's
like,
got a tan.
That doesn't happen to everybody. Just saying.
Some of us just
I was like, that probably was a sensitive topic for some.
Mm-hmm.
You're just reliving the sunburn. I think I got a little darker. It might be your lighting in your apartment, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it could be. I prefer living room studio. Thank you.
Living room studio. Sorry. Sorry.
It's a soundstage or some shit, man.
Yeah, we got some stuff going on.
I love LA so much. The food. Oh my God, the food.
LA's amazing.
The food.
It's a world-class city.
It's...
Sacramento is a really nice small city.
But it says
the Wall Street Journal.
It is what it is. It's a small city.
Food's better. The people are prettier.
It depends on where you're eating.
I have not eaten at a bad place in L.A.
Oh, there are plenty of bad places to eat in L.A.
I refuse to go there.
Shut them down all the time.
Well, there's plenty of bad places everywhere.
Exactly.
There's plenty of good places, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where would
to
you
see the
live,
bad
though, if you moved down there?
Anywhere I can afford.
Fair. You can live in my parents' house.
Ooh.
It's not in the cool part. I mean, I think it's cool, but it's not in the
cool
part.
Do they live?
They live in San Pedro.
I don't know where that is.
It's by the beach.
Is it better than my car? Because I will.
Did you ever watch the movie Usual Suspects?
Yes.
It's all filmed in Pedro.
Is it by the Long Beach? By the Redondo Beach?
By the Long Beach and the Redondo Beach.
The Hermosa Beach?
It is north of Long Beach, south of Redondo Beach.
Oh, okay. But I know where it is.
Happiest
in between.
Ever.
It's the port of Los Angeles. Okay. You take a cruise. You can go see the Battleship Iowa, which is kind of badass. Actually.
Is the Queen Mary still there?
That's in Long Beach.
Oh, that's right.
There's so much to fuck. We could just do like an hour about SoCal. Let's just do that.
I think
I could do it.
Well, sure. And I could do it. I'm actually going down there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, road trip.
About 2 weeks. Yeah.
What are you doing down there?
I'm doing the Angel Stadium 5K again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Training needs to really ramp up.
I did a five. Okay, can I momentary complaint?
Yes,
I did a 5K. I've been doing a so we got our Nate and I have matching jawbones.
Yep.
Very exciting.
Fitness monitors.
I've been doing like a fitness thing lately. We're just gonna call it slow progress. And
at least you're trying.
So I used to be more of a runner. Haven't been a runner for a very long time.
You've actually completed a marathon.
I have. I completed a marathon
when?
10 years ago this summer.
Oh shit!
I know.
God.
Sometimes I have the need to, like, do you remember the Will Ferrell sketch on SNL where he's like, I drive a Dodge Stratus, like, to make him, anyway, I have more where I want to be. I freaking want someone to be like, I ran a marathon. I did it. Anyway, so I don't have a long time, but on Super Bowl Sunday, like the SAC run, whoever it is who puts on CIM did a fun run at SAC State.
Okay.
And it was cool. It was a 5K, and I've never actually run a timed 5K before. I've done many other distances and never done a 5K. And I'm certainly not in great shape. So I'm like, let's see how it goes. And I was really pleased with my time for not doing much to prep.
Sure.
You know, I was really proud of myself, pat myself on the back. I did a 5K the other morning. It was supposed to be a 3 mile run and I was like run keepering it. And it was 3.16, a little bit more than 5K.
Yeah.
And it was a lot slower. And I thought, ugh, okay, well, I expected to, you know, I'd be like a minute over and I was more like 7 minutes over. That was weird. So I went to confirm my time, looked it up. And it said, you know, Sunday, fun day, whatever, 5K in parentheses, 2.9 miles.
Those sons of bitches.
Right? What? You can't do that.
That's
like a 4.9K.
Yeah. I went last year when I was trying to do one a month, I did a 5K, allegedly a 5K, in over near Monterey. And my software on my watch... It was not 3 point. It was 3.6 miles.
Damn.
It was an extra half mile, and I had a little bit of an injury, but I tweaked something in the middle of it. So I was walking, but my friend who was running it with me was actually doing really good time. Like we met each other coming back. I'm like, dude's gonna set a great time, and he went back, and his time was like 47 minutes, and I'm like. How the fuck did you turn a 47 minute? You were going. And just for reference, last year when I did the Angel Stadium 5K, I did it in 33 and a half.
Damn, that's really good.
I was in much better shape last year. I still have not broken the 30 minute mark on a 5K. I think my best time is 32:10 on a 5K. And that's not super fast, but it's a decent pace that you're keeping up with the whole time. And I'm like, he was going faster than that. I'm like, how the hell did he do it? And I started to look and I go, oh, because it's 3.6 miles. They threw in an extra half mile and thought no one would notice.
Right.
And they're like, oh, no, it's that long.
Sons of bitches.
And he was telling me, he goes, no, it wasn't too long. Your watch must be off. Yes, the GPS in my watch and phone is off. By the way, the run was along the ocean. There were not a cloud in the sky and not a tree nearby to block said satellites. And it was an out and back.
How hard is it for these people to figure that shit out?
Well,
I was pissed the other morning, too, because I felt like it was supposed to be a 3 mile run.
Well, you got cheated.
And well, then I ran one that was 2.9 when it was supposed to be 3.1. Mm-hmm. And the other day it was supposed to be 3 and it was 3.16. And I was like... I gotta go to work, you guys.
Well, the worst part is...
And we ran past Costco in the morning when they're doing all their baking.
Oh, no.
Gosh,
see, the worst part is the mind fuck of thinking, I set this time, and then realizing, oh...
I didn't.
No.
I did not set that time.
I did, but the distance was wrong, so...
Better to go further, mm-hmm. however, than too short, because I really was like, you took that from me.
Yeah, I was. I could see like if me. You like feel like you did well, and then you're like, wait a second, why?
You but bastards.
Like that makes sense. I'd rather be extended than short, but that's with life.
Yeah. So
I still don't get why you would pay someone to run.
What?
I don't always either. It's okay.
What do you mean?
You pay to
like
run.
Register.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's
you can do that for free right now.
Yeah, but the whole thing is you're part of.
They're kind of fun.
Yeah, it is, and usually if you pick the right ones, the proceeds go to charities.
Yeah.
So
like Donut Dash is. I'm sad I missed the Donut Dash.
Donut Dash goes to the Child Life program at Sutter.
About that one.
Which
and
is
the guy
really
organizes it. Super cute.
Which is, I mean, it's
is
a really good
point.
Holla.
So that's a really good program. The Angel Stadium goes to one of the hospitals down in Orange County. Mm-hmm. So if you, I mean, there are some that there for anything that involves you being pelted with something in neon or powder or paint.
Yeah, I'm not down
someone. Someone is making money off of that, and it's not a charity. So I know there's a lot of specifically chicks who'd like to go. How am I going to do the color? That benefits nobody. If it's fun, you want to do it, great. Go ahead.
I was going to.
I would rather see. I would much rather do something that's the money is going to go to some sort of charity organization.
Or it's like a legit, I don't know. I did the SF marathon. And I didn't do, I had a lot of friends who did like team and training and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, it's not that I don't like to support nonprofits, but I didn't want to be worried about fundraising because I was worried about, am I going to collapse? And
yeah, I was like,
the race.
Death is a priority.
I don't
want to
be asking a bunch of people for money for this particular race. So maybe in the future.
Is that the one where they give
it.
You a Tiffany's thing?
That's the Nike. That's the Nike women's half marathon.
Oh, I would totally run for a Tiffany's anything.
I know. I did. I read way back in the day. I think like before people. It's entirely lottery based. It's really hard to get a spot.
Damn it.
Almost entirely lottery based. And I had a spot early on before it really kind of blew up. And if you Google the right combination, I believe you can pull up a picture of like a 60-year-old dude running with my bib number because I sold it. I couldn't do the race. but I got a great time in that race, which is what's awesome.
Nice.
Or sad.
This is a 60-year-old dude?
Yeah. He was a hardcore runner. He was very excited.
Oh my god, I love Tiffany's.
So my training at this point, because I've been dealing with a couple of leg issues, I got my new road bike out and did an hour long ride this past weekend, which was
damn. You got a giant bike rack in your apartment.
I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I have two bicycles. I've got the cruiser bike to just puddle around Midtown in, which is awesome and comfortable,
massive
and cool. And then I've got my road bike. So I can go out and I actually hit the bike trails, dodge some hobos, and went out to rode from here out the bike trail through Discovery Park, over the bridge, dodged some tourists in Old Sac, and then over the R Street bicycle bridge down to S Street, where I saw the most ridiculous hipster in Sacramento. As Diana and I talk about on the Well Hung podcast coming out on Monday.
I talk about my... Ooh, you should probably actually listen to that episode and tell me what you think about my story about the LA comic.
Okay. I will do that.
That's I turned into a bitter bitch.
It's coming out Monday. So I did that.
I will set an alarm.
So, training is underway because I realized, oh, I have a 5K in 3 weeks and I really need to get going on that. So anyway, as of this morning, as we're recording this, we have an official candidate for president of the United States, our very first one. His name is Ted Cruz.
Was he born in Canada?
He was born in Canada, and his dad was born in Cuba.
Isn't that like a no-no?
Well, here's the thing. He is...
Because he's white.
I read
nobody's
a little,
ever really sued on it and won before.
Well, the thing is, he technically, and it would have to go all the way up through... His mother is an American citizen. He was born to an American citizen. Therefore, he is a natural-born citizen. He did not have to go through the naturalization process.
That's kind of squishy.
Right.
It's kind of squishy.
It's
what a coinkydink.
All I'm saying is, look, Cruz family, I thought this out. I had my kid here.
Right.
Just in case.
Sure.
So, yeah. You know? Whatever.
Well, while they were chasing the oil in Canada, I don't think that crossed their mind that... And here's what pisses me off. Motherfucker's younger than I am. He is, I saw
how
that.
How old is he?
He is 44.
Ugh.
He just turned 44.
Wait, how old are you?
45.
Oh.
Really?
Wait, when's your birthday?
In February. He turned.
All right.
My
husband's still older than you, so it's okay. You can feel good.
You're 45. Why are we letting that? Really?
I think I did. We did this on another show. I did that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just age very
You're
well.
You're so youthful.
Yeah. I try. Holy shit.
See, I handle it very well. Ted Cruz will not be 45 until December. So
Ted Cruz is married to an alumna from my college.
And she had a really pink suit on today.
Yeah.
And so did their little daughter.
She's badass, though. Again, it's one of those situations that I feel like comes up more often in the other party, but comes up too much in America generally, where I'm pretty sure the wrong spouse is the one running.
Okay. Well, he went on Late Night with Seth Meyers last week, and he got a little grilling.
Questions are, and I think a lot of people, find the Constitution to be a very important thing, but there are things like, let's talk about gay marriage for a second. Okay. You, at the right time, 59% of Americans think gay marriage should be legal, 40% of Republicans, yet you just passed a bill saying states should be allowed to decide on their own. Why take up that cause now when it seems like it's inevitable that the tide of progress is going to turn that way?
Listen, I'm a constitutionalist.
Bullshit.
For over 200 years,
so he shouldn't be
marriage
running.
Has been a question for the states.
Right.
Now, personally, I believe in traditional marriage between one man and one woman. But if you want to change the marriage laws, the way to do it constitutionally is convince your fellow citizens, go to the state legislature, and change it. It shouldn't be the federal government or unelected judges imposing their own definition of marriage. We should instead respect our constitutional system.
I read the Constitution this morning. I don't know if you're right on all that stuff.
So that's probably the hardest grilling he's gotten so far. Mm-hmm. And, he's only going to be going on Fox News, so he's not exactly going to get challenged on a lot of stuff early on.
Oh, yeah, but his wife is a badass.
She's a hardcore badass. She's a badass motherfucker. She is smarter than most people.
Well, he is Princeton educated, Harvard law, so he's not a dumb guy.
Oh my god, let's not confuse where you went.
Yeah, let's not do that.
George W. Bush.
Let me just say, those are not the easiest schools to get into, so let's not dismiss him as a moron.
If you have the right amount of money
for white dudes and Cubans.
He is not a white dude any more than you are.
Don't give him to me. Don't give him to my people.
Oh, that's right, because you're Mexican, he's Cuban. And therefore,
why is he
fight?
No,
I had somebody today.
He's not smart.
Tangent. I had somebody today who started talking about the Mexican Americans and how they are and what they do. And I wanted to be like,
what?
Did you skip over my last name, buddy? Is it because I don't look it? Because I need you to think carefully about the next few sentences that are going to come out of your mouth.
They really like tamales. I don't know why.
People make me sad. This is why I don't follow politics. I know I should, but I realize, with my financial situation and how much effort I put into things, it's really not going to make a difference. And with shit like this, he's probably going to win because everyone's mad at Obama, and then they're mad at the Democrat Party, and then he's going to win, the world is just going to be sad.
I don't know. They also could flame out.
No, there we go.
It's too early.
Hey,
it's too early.
Sam has arrived on the scene. Hello, Sam.
Oh my God, they haven't met yet. This is so cute. We should do like a song.
That
was it.
Sam, Christiana, Sam.
He took my intro line. Don't feel like it's awkward. No, I'm just kidding. That. You're fine.
Well, I mean, Christiana was just like, sup, Sam. Hey, girl.
Yeah.
Girl, what's up?
That's Sam.
Hey, Sam.
That's how I roll.
You've met Sam. Great. I don't know why you're surprised by his reaction.
Sam rolling with a beer? I like you. Good style. Yeah. I like your.
Yeah, Sam's ready to go.
I hope you live locally.
He came straight from work.
Straight from work. Beer
A beer is not a problem.
Yeah. Right?
Multiple beer is problem. A beer, not a problem.
Open the container in the car.
Yeah. Well, unless
where
you
didn't
think
we
eat
are,
all
Reno?
Day. That fucking cardigan, though, man. I kind of like it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, every other show, me and Diana are becoming more and more soulmates, I think.
Wait, are you the intro guy?
He was the intro guy.
Yeah, yeah, you might recognize.
You heard that? I didn't hear that when
I
first met them.
No, it's my... No, I have a human skill. I have a stupid human skill. I have a stupid human skill where I can usually pick out voices. I can also identify bit actors and it's my thing.
Yeah, yeah, see, if you hear impressive. This...
They act.
Yeah, yeah.
We decide. Cool or true.
I can hear
that's
it.
Sam.
Dude, I don't know. This is weird. It's like... Wow.
It was weird the first time.
Well,
it's like I've known you for years.
Yeah, Sam was doing the announcing for the show before he came on the show.
Right.
And haven't had enough time to get Down East Dave into the booth to cut new stuff. So that's got to happen. It's just been very busy. Mm. Very, very busy. So
it's weird.
New mom Eva Mendez sat down with
she
Extra.
She does not age.
No. Well,
she doesn't.
Timeless.
She's, I believe, 41 now. She's confessed she's actually getting some sleep these days, but not as much as she'd like, saying her six-month-old is sleeping through the night now for the most part, but you never know. Something random can happen, and she's just suddenly not sleeping through the night. And then she also gave her tips for a happy marriage, and one of them was... And she got a lot of flack for this. She said, sweatpants are a no-no. Never wear sweatpants.
No, when everybody knows it's yoga pants you're not supposed to wear. That's why she got the flack.
No, she caught a lot of flack for that. And
what's wrong with sweatpants or
yoga pants? I think sweatpants are sexy unless your husband or your boyfriend or your partner's a douche.
Well, her husband is Ryan Gosling.
He's the most sensitive man on earth.
He is.
I don't know him personally, but if he's
but all the memes tell me.
Yeah, based on all the memes. I mean, but I think, you know, Drake said it perfectly.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I don't believe that could be possible.
In the you know, what was it? Chillin'. Chillin'. Oh, I used to rap this all the time, think I could use this line on girls, but I just haven't done that in a while.
You're smooth.
Smooth. Let me look it up and then rap it.
All right, so she caught a lot of flack by saying that the way to keep a marriage going is you can't do sweatpants.
That sounds like a joke.
She said the number one cause of divorce in America is sweatpants.
It's a joke.
I see her joking
about
it.
It's a funny joke.
Because she's so pretty.
But people took it very seriously,
Sam. People always do.
They did. So Ryan Gosling had to come out and defend her. He had to go to Twitter, because that's what you do.
He had to say, hey, girl.
He said, obviously sweatpants thing was a joke. Wearing them now. That's right. Tweeting in sweatpants.
Oh, my God.
Then he warned people from joking about North Korea and sweatpants. Real hot button topics.
Nice.
She actually then posted a picture of what she claimed were her favorite sweatpants and jokingly added, everyone knows the orange Crocs are the number one cause of divorce.
Yeah! Go, girl!
Either way, it was a bad joke, and I feel terrible if you or anyone thought I was serious. Thanks for understanding sweatpants. Sorry, orange Crocs. She tweeted out a photo of sweatpants lying on a weird tile floor. So yeah, Eva Mendes, people need to lighten up.
I mean, everyone's looking for something to be offended about.
She's fat shaming. I should be able to wear my sweatpants everywhere. What does Eva Mendes get to say? Why do you give a shit what Eva Mendes says?
Honestly,
because she's pretty.
I have never in my life
doesn't age
given two shits what Eva Mendes says.
No.
She's my Bible. She's my constitution. I'm a constitutionalist.
She's your pocket constitution?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I wouldn't mind her being in my pocket.
Word.
You guys watch HBO? You've obviously heard of the show The Jinx, where Robert Durst, who...
I've heard it talked about. I don't know anything about it. So for the benefit of me and your listeners...
I don't know a thing.
Fuck are we talking about?
So The Jinx is a show on HBO, sort of a documentary... about Robert Durst, who had been accused of by several people of killing a few folks, like three women.
I did hear about this.
Is that serial level? Like, how many before you rise to like a?
I think it.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the serial podcast.
No,
for a
second.
Two.
Free add-on.
Three.
What?
I think it might be three.
Is that it?
He had
enough to get there,
because it's like once a pattern is established.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, he had a wife that went missing and somebody else that went missing.
He is
from a very rich stock of folks, in that his dad had a big company, and he did not get to run it when dad retired. And so he had a lot of money and a lot of free time on his hands. And for whatever reason, he contacted this documentary filmmaker and wanted to talk to him about stuff. And that turned into The Jinx. And at the end of The Jinx, this was their reveal episode, and Robert Durst is now in jail, accused of multiple murders.
Okay.
after evading many evictions. Yes.
Yeah, so dumb. Well, what's weird was he got up at the end of an interview, still had his microphone on, went into the bathroom, started talking to himself. But they kept
mic'd.
And they kept recording.
God bless them.
And he's muttering to himself in the mirror. What he said was, "Killed them all, of course." He was like, "What did you do?" Like he was talking to himself.
Right.
What did you do? Killed them all, of course. Well, his lawyer, because
that's pretty easy to. Sorry, guys. I don't want to day job it here, but that's pretty easy.
If there's one thing America needs. It's more lawyers.
It's one thing this podcast needs, I think we know.
Yeah.
This guy's an idiot. But I'm glad he did that.
Well, it's like OJ when he wrote the book. He's like, well, I didn't do it, but if I were to, let me just write exactly what the court, like the case was about.
Right.
Well, according to his lawyer, Chip Lewis, it was really no big deal because, you know, whatever.
Talking himself like
everyone talks to themselves in the bathroom about the person that they killed after an
allegedly. That's what I learned.
No,
we're
but
supposed
you say
to say
you
allegedly.
Go in there after somebody's been accusing you, you're like, oh yeah, sure. Was it sarcasm? Like,
what did
of course
you,
I killed him.
What did you do?
Blah, blah,
of course
blah.
I killed him. Well, here's the audio.
Sorry,
so.
Every time Sam says something, I just want to go cool. Tool. Wait, what? here's the
audio.
Or maybe this is the bathroom.
Yeah, that's.
You're all right. This is the bathroom. There it is. Your court. You're right, of course. But you can't imagine. What's in the house? Oh, I want this.
Because you can't see the captions because you're not on the couch anymore.
Oh.
Oh, I can't believe you went there. Oh my God.
That was the admission.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I heard him right off the top there. He said, there it is, you're caught. And then I heard what my friends and I refer to as a spickard, which is when a turd hits the water and the water hits your butthole. Is that what I was picking up in the mic there?
I think he was just washing his hands, but okay.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's in jail now, facing 3 counts of murder. That doesn't count the time that he admitted killing a guy and got off because it was self-defense.
Wow.
So,
oh, that's the chopped up body one?
Yeah, that was the first.
Because everyone does that and when they're defending themselves?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, you want right. to do stuff. Now, Christiana, you happened to mention a little bit ago one of somebody making a statement about Mexican-Americans and how they were handling stuff.
I did.
Well, sometimes you can't tell, even if you're sitting next to somebody, what exactly they are, which is why you shouldn't make assumptions about these things.
Oh, my God.
Just stop assuming, people.
Especially when you're on TV where there's cameras and microphones to capture it and put it out
there. I can't not tease Jay about the kind of, like, brother way he was taught to talk and, you know, like, hey, with the rap music in the background and, like, yelling at the people.
I'm a rap guy.
Yeah, I know, but it's another interesting, funny thing about race. Like, there would be some people that feel...
Okay, so this is an African-American woman sitting there talking to Chris Hayes, who is the slightly more masculine version of Rachel Maddow.
I love how he was clapping because I think he knows what's coming.
He was clapping along, and next to them, she's talking about DJ Jay Smooth, who is very big on YouTube and a couple of other channels, and he does does videos and talks about stuff. So she's talking about him.
Feel that you co-opted something like that, and other people might feel like, well, that's his background, and that's really cool too.
Yeah, why
these
are
conversations.
Jeff?
Yo, like, you know, yeah, if somebody takes my wallet, I mean, it's really interesting since
it's
you weren't talking
interesting
that way to
because
me.
I'm actually black, but you assumed otherwise, and this is the sort of awkwardness
see?
We can look forward
see?
To and start.
Absolutely, absolutely.
She's such a fucking idiot. I hate this lady so much.
I love how she tried to save it. She's like, see, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm
she
talking about.
She
just did that to make a
she
point.
She is so fucking stupid.
If I can get a squeakier fuck on that, that would be nice.
I hate her so much. I don't even know her. And I want to, like, I hate her.
Yeah.
Like, I understand.
Fail.
Like, I would never go out of my way. Like, I would never comment on the actual thing, mm-hmm. but I commented Good. On my own page about how stupid she is.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in bullying. But when you say something that stupid, that's not the only dumb thing she said on this clip.
Oh, really?
She's stupid. She's like a horrible human being.
Just so our listeners know, Diana's got her eye roll going to the max right now. Where like one eye rolls a little ahead of the other. It's really awesome.
Okay, I get shit from my eye rolls, but like I never know when I'm doing it or why I do it. I just do it a lot.
It's in a moment of passion.
Is it? Okay. No. Over the years, I've been narrowing it down. The first person called me out on it was my ex, and then I like other people
probably
started doing
another
it.
Moment of passion.
Not that type of passion. We were fighting.
Okay. Diana.
Not that one. The hamster one. The hamster. Oh, God. The hamster eggs. Not that. That girl wasn't even a real ex. It was just, it was, I was getting to know someone.
A lot of protestation.
That's right. You'd have to go all the way to be an ex.
You're such a dick.
I didn't miss that.
You always wanted to.
Were you here for that?
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't love it.
I hate it so much.
You know what's funny is Rob thinks, I don't know. England is and isn't diverse in different ways and areas. You know, like London's
okay.
pretty
I'm
diverse.
So curious
other areas
where
are
this
not.
Is going.
But he finds it endlessly amusing that we kind of sit around and like categorize, identify, classify people, whatever. I'll be like, well, okay, she's black. He's not. He's whatever. He'll be like, she's black. How do you know she's black? I think it was like Rashida Jones or something.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, well, her dad was Quincy Jones. So that's the first thing. But even if you didn't know that, like, whatever.
Yeah, there's that. And then,
there's that.
You know, single drop of blood makes it a thing. I
no,
know.
Like, she identifies.
I learned that from Kareem.
There was a bad, there was another, like, one of those awkward interactions, I think, with some, was it like E! Fashion Police? Somebody was
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You look so tan. How do you look so tan,
oh,
Rashida?
Yeah.
And she's like,
By the yeah. way, this whole thing should never have happened because the issue they were discussing was the Race Together thing that Starbucks was launching, which has now gone away.
Oh,
which is the dumbest.
No.
Are we playing more of that clip? Because I want to defend myself why I hate this lady so much.
No, it doesn't get better.
No, it doesn't. Like, it gets worse because she's a fucking idiot.
I'm like being a gay teen. It does not get better. This clip just does not get better.
Okay. First off, anyone that should be discussing why this is a bad idea, I feel like it should be scholarly people, not celebrities. Or right. I don't know what this Nancy, whatever her, what she
is.
What does she do?
She works for CBS Sunday Morning.
Okay, so she's a
she
news
works,
anchor.
She works for the news show that old people watch.
So she doesn't actually have, I really don't think she has any background in like talking about this shit.
Well, she
so she shouldn't be in the discussion.
She
just because she's black.
I'm
she's
gonna,
fucking stupid.
She is an African American lady who I'm guessing is somewhere in her 50s. So she does.
So
have
she's a fucking expert.
She has a range of experience in the racial construct of the country, and she's dealt with a lot of different people. So she's experiential stuff. Hmm. So that's probably where that came from.
I think that's not true.
Well, no, she's definitely an African American
woman.
No,
that's true. That's true. No, oh my God, she. Oh.
Well, what I love about this moment is it reminds me of when I watched the movie Crash in the movie theater.
No,
in
I fucking
Fairfield.
Hate that movie. That is the worst goddamn movie in the history.
Fairfield,
of movies.
California.
Don't get me started.
Okay, which Crash movie? The one where they
written by Paul Haggis.
Not the good one with the sex. That's what we're trying
There's
to get
not,
to. Right?
Not a lot of sex in it.
Oh,
really
so
too
so,
bad.
So you're talking about
not the Holly Hunter.
So you're not talking about the one where they have accidents and then have sex. You're talking about the other one.
There's accidents but no sex. There is sex. Eva Mendez actually has sex with Don Cheadle.
Okay, so
and that
so,
was nice.
So it's the one about race in L.A. That's the crash you're talking about.
Okay, race
yes.
in L.A. But I remember watching that movie in Fairfield, California.
Yes,
which is predominantly black in that theater. And but I mean, you had your Mexicans, you had your there was obviously a Russian person based on the accent sitting right next to me, and in the Chinese, and you got this good blend of race going on. And what you find is we're all a bunch of racist motherfuckers because everyone's laughing at the other person's racist jokes, but then gets really quiet when the joke's on them. and this is just one of those moments that reminded me of that.
Okay.
She's an idiot. I want to emphasize this so much because earlier she was talking about how like she gets shit for like talking white and being white. So that's why she went at Jay Smooth like that. Or was it after?
She used the word brother to make her sound more black.
Yeah, like because she was talking about like I mean I get why she gets shit. I mean it's a thing which is I understand and it's I don't agree with that. But she's as a human being is an idiot.
I really don't like her. As racist to say that she needs to speak more black or it's okay for her to speak more black as it is for someone to say that she can't speak white.
Can't we all just speak English?
Let's just speak English.
Well, we're in America. No, I don't think that's ever happening.
Can we all speak American?
Yeah.
That's also not attractive.
All speak American.
So, okay. I'm just going to... I think we should all just watch the clip on our own time if you haven't seen
it.
I'll
do that for you,
Diana. You can just really see...
It's your homework this week.
Is it to watch the clip? Okay. Actually, I have a quote here. Don't you have intimate conversations with people over a cup of coffee, which is fair, right?
Yeah.
Even with the people making it. Why would you have intimate conversations with people that are just making your coffee and getting paid minimum wage?
Who ain't nobody got time? Who has time? Who is that? Who? She like, was what time of day do you go?
She was defending this hashtag race to go. She was like, I think it's a good idea. You know, any conversation is a good conversation. I'm like, no, you have these kids that don't know. They're just making coffee.
She's just
no
trying to plug Starbucks,
them.
Yo. She's
yeah,
just trying to get
no
her
one's
dollar
trained
dollars,
them
yo.
In this.
All I'm saying is hurry the fucking line along. I want my coffee.
Right.
I don't have time for this shit.
I don't even want my coffee. I want the cheapest thing you can order at Starbucks, which is 75-cent venti cup of hot water with 6 scoops of matcha green tea in it, bitch.
All right, it's time.
Give it to me.
You need 6?
I want to know. I want to know how.
They act.
No,
we decide.
No. Why do you still have it? Why do you hit a button? He's sitting right there.
Because I ain't got that funky beat.
I tried.
We did try doing that.
I want it live.
Production music.
No, back up the tape. Let's do
hey,
it again.
First up in Cooler Tool, sorry. Sweatpants, Diana.
Fucking dope.
Christiana.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
Sam.
I like them in any shape and size. I like them more when they're wore out and there's holes in them.
Those easy access holes, hey.
Hey.
That's creepy.
Yeah, sweatpants are cool to wear when you're exercising.
or lounging on your couch.
Yeah, don't wear them out. That's all I'm saying. If you're going out, put on some yoga pants. That goes for you two guys. Nice. Up next in Cooler Tool, lawyers. Christiana. It just worked out this way.
Man. Shit, you guys. I don't know. I'm going to have to recuse myself
from
this one. I can't do it.
Sophie's choice.
Was it pleading the fifth?
We're a tool for justice.
Pleading
oh,
the
God,
fifth.
You dick.
Sam?
Was this in reference to which story?
Just lawyers.
Okay, lawyers.
There's only
I think we might have done lawyers before.
We do lawyers a lot of times.
Okay.
There's only one lawyer in all of these stories. It was about Robert Durst.
Okay. Well, my general consensus is the right to a lawyer is a beautiful thing because we all need defense. But overall, there's so much corruption in our legal system. And so I'm going to say tool.
Diana?
Durst? Who the hell is Durst?
Dude who killed some bitches and hoes and then...
Oh, he was a lawyer? Oh, no, his lawyer is the one defending... See, that's why I don't like lawyers.
His defense attorney is the one defending him. That's like his job.
No, I know that's his job,
he doesn't feel good when he goes home at night.
I'm sure...
He doesn't feel good.
Well, that's a lie. His fucking paycheck makes him feel better. If someone was paying me that much, I would sell my
soul. It just pays for the crack cocaine for him to evade his emotions.
Exactly. Yeah. So you know what? Actually, cool, because we all need to eat. It's just, fuck it, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, lawyers are cool. They sue people who need to be sued. They stand up for the rights of the little people.
In those instances, they're my favorite.
The little people
in the world.
Will listen. Frequently, they don't.
Well, there's that, yes. And finally, in Cooler Tool, assumptions. Sam?
Tool less, motherfucker!
Christiana?
I mean, they're useful sometimes.
Really, that's where we're going to go? After you told your Mexican story, this is where we're going to go with it.
Diana.
They make an ass out of you and me.
That was my line. Asshole took my line.
Oh, yeah, your line.
It's my, I made it up.
You and Christiana together. Ass plus you.
You're 80 years old. It's the only way that's your line.
Assume
you're
80.
You're 45. I can be whatever the fuck I want, too.
I don't think that's how it works.
What? I'm just angry. She makes me angry.
All right, so you're going Tool then?
Yeah,
okay.
Tool.
Yeah, so, you know, assumptions are cool because they lead to uncomfortable moments, which are funny. All right,
okay. At Starbucks.
The comedians.
Yeah,
point of view.
Yeah, it is. Okay. All right, so I mentioned this at the head of the show. Sam, you weren't here. There was a anybody here seen A Million Ways to Die in the West besides me?
Yeah,
it's on, I saw parts of it.
It's on it's on HBO now. So if you haven't seen it, you can see it on HBO. I liked it in the theater. I laughed again. I sat by myself and watched it on Saturday night, and I laughed and laughed. In one scene, they go to the county fair, and of course, people die at the fair. And they've got a shooting game called Runaway Slave. Where instead of shooting ducks, they have these caricatures. And at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, they have Django come in and shoot the guy who runs the thing.
Okay.
So now, here's life imitating art, sort of. A vendor at a South Dakota gun show sold what can only be described as some racially insensitive targets for shooting practice. The headline at the top, it's the official run-in N-word target. Swear to God.
This is where?
In South Dakota. Let's take a listen to the news story to find out how it goes.
I respect what's happening here. This is what needs to happen, this dialogue.
After months of unrest, the hard conversation about race is opening up in Ferguson, Missouri. It's been the epicenter of racial tension after an unarmed black...
So this is the lead-in to the story. They're referencing Ferguson.
The Department of Justice says there's a long-standing pattern of discrimination. Good evening. I'm Cammy Raisler. Thanks for joining us tonight. Now, the national spotlight may be on Ferguson, but there's racism and discrimination all over. And today it was very apparent at a Sioux Falls.
There's racism all over.
I take pride in the work I do and the quality of the show that I put out. And I'm very disappointed, disgusted to see what was on that table.
Show manager Bob Campbell is referring to this offensive target sold by one vendor at this weekend's Collector's Classic Gun Show. When KSFY photographer Dave Houck saw this target, he confronted the salesman. His response is very alarming.
Why are those on there?
Why aren't they? They're just targets.
Aren't they offensive in nature?
To who? Are you Negro? You know, there's some black people and then there's some Negroes.
So I'm sorry, what? What? He said what?
He said, are you Negro? You know there are some black people and then there's some Negroes.
Oh, boy.
But that wasn't the N-word variation that was on the
sure,
post,
yeah.
On the target.
I mean, Negro's kind of like a prideful statement, right?
That's it's an older term for African-American. I mean,
he understood enough that he shouldn't say
the N-word on camera,
which is what he... meant.
Correct. Which is what's on the targets.
What a charmer.
Which is on the targets. He was thrown out of the gun show and will not be invited back. And in fact, he will not be allowed at any of the other gun shows in the region. So good for them for weeding him out. And,
holy cow.
Good for that news photographer for going, hey, dude, why do you have those?
Yeah.
Why not?
News photographer knew it would make a great story.
I kind of wish the news photographer was black and went up to him, and so I want to see that guy's face with that. Like, well, how would he ask that question?
Well, to be fair, he is in South Dakota. The likelihood of running into African American people is pretty low. Just saying.
Which is why they should have just. I don't know. I think, like, how would you? I don't know why he because his thing was like first, like,
why?
Like,
why not?
Well, there's blacks and then there's Negroes.
Like, they're not offensive. I don't understand at all.
Offensive
I don't
to who?
I can't believe they're labeled. That's the thing that, like, I don't know. Like,
they were bad enough without the headline.
Yeah, they're
it kind of looked like that insane clown posse logo.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, that's what I was like, maybe he can get away with that.
Right. No.
Maybe. But then, I mean, I was hoping.
ICP.
But then the label really just solidified you really just
right.
did that. Wow.
You know, yeah.
Racism doesn't exist, you guys. Does not exist anymore, apparently.
I think the worst thing than racism is just blind hatred. And there's a lot of that. And it's the root of all this shit.
Mm-hmm. Hatred and stupidity.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, in Alabama, we're figuring out just how much homophobia is costing. At least in one case. There's a gay couple who are both devoted alumni of the University of Alabama. They have scrapped their plans to bequeath their multi-million dollar estate to the school. Elliot Mitchell and Clark West, who donated $1 million to the school a decade ago, say they can't support a state institution while a same-sex marriage ban remains in place. A federal judge recently affirmed that Alabama's ban on gay marriage, like every other ban on gay marriage, is unconstitutional. But some local judges are still declining to issue marriage licenses because that's holding on to their last little hope. In an interview with AL.com, which was seen via Raw Story, Mitchell and West say they had planned to give their estate, which is worth an estimated $15 million to $18 million, to the University of Alabama when they both die. Now, a few years ago, they said that they'd reached out to the university about creating a community outreach center, partly for LGBT students, and got little response. In 2013, they say they wrote a letter to the president, Judy Bonner, and the school's board of trustees explaining that they were withdrawing their estate bequest. Not only are the state's politics unfriendly to LGBT people, they wrote, but the university had done little to even advocate for a better dialogue about LGBT issues. Quote, we understand the conflict of well-intentioned people struggling to find balance with this issue, but we also realize there's no support in the legislature or initiatives at the university to create a dialogue. Instead, there is a very strong and continued effort by the state and the majority of its citizens to exclude this group in every way possible. I don't know if it's the majority of the citizens. I'm guessing it's probably a very vocal minority. They went on to add, you're welcome to share our situation with anyone you believe will be helpful in encouraging Alabama to provide equality to all its citizens. You've done it before, and you can do it again. We do not want anything from you, just a recognition that all decisions have consequences. The two multimillionaires said they did not get a response from the school about their letter either. So basically, if you ignore the gays, they'll go away with all of their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't leave.
So that's
good for property value.
That's the price of homophobia in Alabama. So all gone.
See, that's the thing. My mom, she's not homophobic. I just realized that she just doesn't like me. Because this is what she said to me. This is what she said to me. She said she doesn't have a problem with Jodie Foster or Ellen.
Yeah.
And then I realize it's because they're rich and they're famous.
Of course.
And then these gay people are super rich.
But you're working on being rich and famous. What the fuck does she want?
Okay, yeah, the chances of that happening.
You're young.
Diana, if you ever want to know the love of a mother, you better work on your getting rich game.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is. And
believe
I'm just like, listen to this story. I'm just like, gay people are rich. Like, it wasn't like a bad stereotype. It's like a real thing. Mm-hmm. Coming from Alabama, right?
Yes.
That's pretty good. Alabama's not that great of a school, is it? It's a great football team.
They are.
So they have a lot of money, too.
Well, they do. And they apparently don't need the $18 million.
That's so crazy that they love their alma mater that much that didn't like them.
Yeah.
That even before all of this, they were willing to leave that much to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why? Like, you know them personally. Can you actually call them up right now, Nate? And then
we're talking
talk
over coffee. We had intimate conversation over coffee.
I was making it.
I have a huge Rolodex of gay couples. It's really, I have a couple of gay couples that
it
I
better
know.
Be covered in glitter.
It's glitter and unicorns.
Yes,
Larry, he's married and well, I'm sure he doesn't.
A glittery life.
Is
now.
That, is yeah. it, is it because I'm single that I'm not in your couple Rolodex? Your gay
yes.
Rolodex?
Yes.
You're like, this is only reserved for couples.
That's why you're not in my gay couples Rolodex. I also don't have a Rolodex because it's not 1978.
I want one.
You want a Rolodex?
I want it with
you can use them
too.
For recipes.
They were so satisfying to like flip.
Right? I feel, flip. Yeah.
You see that
and
roll?
And then you pull somebody out and go,
like, is it going to go? Is it going to go?
You're
so excited.
You're dead to me now.
Yeah.
Right.
When you rip back.
Really dead, which is awkward.
All right.
Oh, awkward.
That does
well,
happen.
In Iowa, life moves a little slower. In fact, in the state legislature in Iowa, it moves really slow because State Representative Ross Postian, who's a Republican, is gaining some internet fame after being photographed on the House floor reading a book titled Sex After 60. That's right. The members were settled in for a debate over amendments to a bill regarding collective bargaining for teachers. You know, boring. When he was photographed reading the book, and he's holding it, he's not hiding it. He's holding it up for the world to see. The Des Moines Register reports the book was being passed around the House and was handed to him by another representative, Robert Bacon. It's a gag gift with blank pages. Get it? Sex After 60, blank pages.
That is funny. Ah. That's a funny joke.
So he was just passing notes then.
Yeah. One of the Democrats took the photo and tweeted it out, saying that he was clearly engaged in the debate. So
clearly.
Yeah. I think the bigger problem is they were having a debate over collective bargaining for teachers, and he's like, you know what? I'm just going to fuck around here and not pay attention.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And they're
take my picture.
Unlike class, there's nobody to go, hey, over here. Yeah. Pay attention. They really should do that.
Bobby,
do that.
You put that book down right now. Time out.
All right, before we get to small town news, I want to remind you to go ahead, if you're going to be doing your Amazon shopping, to go ahead and click through the link at natedarlingshow.com. It's that Shop Amazon tab up at the top. It doesn't cost you anything extra to do that. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. So thank you so much. Get all of your Easter shopping done that way.
Easter.
Or your Passover shopping if you happen to be of the Jewish persuasion. Or if you're an atheist, just buy some shit. I don't care. I'll take the percentage off of whatever. It doesn't cost you anything extra. If you're one of those people that's like, Amazon's a big corporation, well, this is taking money out of their pocket and putting it into ours. We're a small little show in a living room studio in Sacramento, California. And by God, we deserve it.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Motherfuckers.
Thank you. I was going to say that myself. I completed my thought.
I got your back.
There we go. All right. And without any further ado, let's do this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. So small town news coming to you from my neck of the woods up in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, where it's actually winter. It's cold and there's snow on the ground. Headline, owner of local tree removal climbs over 60 feet to rescue cat stuck in Derby line. Some very poor construction of that headline, but that's the headline. The local owner-operator of a tree removal service in Orleans County took part in a dramatic rescue last Thursday, climbing over 60 feet in the air to save a cat that had been stuck in a tree at the Derby Line Village Inn. Aaron Chapdelaine of Ace Tree Removal received a call on Thursday that the owners of the Derby Line Village Inn were trying to get a cat down from a tree on their property. Paula Fiorenza, who owns the inn, had been desperately trying to get help, even calling Newport Rental to see if they had any equipment she could rent to lift someone high enough to safely rescue the animal.
Oh, man.
See, the cat had spent at least one night in the tree, and I could tell it was dying because the cries were getting softer and softer.
Oh, dear.
I was just frantic calling everyone, and Newport Rental put me in touch with Aaron. For Chapdelaine, this was not his first rescue. He's used his experience climbing trees to rescue a cat before, but ended up getting scratched in the process. He says he thinks the animal this time had been stuck up there for a while because it was noticeably weak when he approached it.
Mm-hmm.
I shot a line in above the cat and came down toward it, Chapdelaine said.
What? He shot a lion by a cat? What?
Line.
Oh.
Lion?
Sorry, it got my attention for a minute.
When I swung over to the cat, as soon as my hand was near it, it nuzzled its face into my hand. Chapdelaine said the cat was extremely trusting and willingly jumped inside a bag he had climbed up with to safely bring it down. He had been in a fucking tree in the freezing temperatures for at least a day and a half.
I missed you, Christiana. I'm sorry, Nate. It's just the fuck.
One of the challenges he faced on Thursday was having to use ropes to climb with because the tree was so large that his spikes wouldn't work. The average tree I climb for takedowns is anywhere between 60 and 90 feet tall, Chapdelaine said. It was really hard to climb this particular tree because it was just so massive. That's what she said. It was like climbing a wall. Fiorenza is trying to locate the owner. The cat's doing good, but she was in pretty bad shape last night. She said the feline and friends were helping her complete the rescue, Aaron was amazing, she added. There's a photo of the cat in there, too. So that's the end of it. Small town news. See? Some good small town news.
That cat survived.
Cat stuck in a tree overnight in the freezing cold temperatures.
But it got a little too cold for it. So tip of the hat. Came back in.
Tip of the hat to Aaron Chapdelaine for stepping up and being a rescuer.
What a good old boy.
Well, okay. I don't know if that's the term I'd use, but okay.
Yeah,
it's not one of the Duke boys or anything. So
I just every time we do small town news now, I think of that time Sam wasn't listening.
Hey, I was listening. You talking about the one with the dude and the cows and the naked?
The one time I was listening.
Nah.
And I feel like now he like overcompensates and he really listens.
He really listens. By the way, Cristiano, I don't know if you've been listening or not, but we found a way to make Gordy Little columns sound interesting.
They're actually really good.
So we don't have any this week. I'm sorry. But what you do is you start out reading them normal like Gordy, and then you play the roots behind it and you just sort of go in like this. And you throw a little beat behind it, and you start talking about the time your truck wouldn't start, and you had to push it. Yeah.
You sure about that, you guys?
It works.
It's the roots. You really just don't pay. You still don't listen to Gordy.
That's fair. That's fair.
It is. It's fantastic. So, and this particular song by the Roots. So that's what you have to do. All right. So that just had to explain that. So let me stop this for a second. Anyway. So, yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Cristiano, welcome back.
Thanks.
You'll be back again on the Friday episode.
Friday.
Yeah. So we got some cool stuff coming up for you. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful Wednesday, a fantastic Thursday, and we'll see you Friday.
Yeah.
With another show.
So excited.
For Sam, Cristiano, and Diana, I am Nate. We leave you a little Flo Rida. This is my house on the Nate Darling Show. See ya. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house. Baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Morning comes and you know that you wanna stay. Close the blinds, let's pretend that the time has changed. Keep our clothes on the floor, open up champagne. Let's continue tonight, come on, celebrate. That's how we do. Sometimes you gotta stay in, and you know where I live. Yeah, you know what we is. Sometimes you gotta stay in. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house, play that music too now. Show me what you do now, we don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. If you throwing it back, excuse me if my home draining the sand. Soon as these happy faces land, you can run with the cash. Home run, slam dunk, touchdown pass. Mi casa es tu casa, so it ain't no holding back. Another shot of vodka, you know what's in my glass. It's my house, just relax. Welcome to my house, baby, take control now. We can't even slow down. Hit the brakes, we don't have to go out. Cheers to this. Welcome to my house.